If you listen and enjoy our show, we're in the middle of a fundraising drive. So if you could go to thebillshow.net, go and press the patron button, you can sponsor us. And that would help pay for stuff. Click the patron button. You'll be glad you did. You'll get a nice warm feeling down in the bottom of the cockles of your heart. And now, on with the show.
The words that have been flung out from his mouth to are insane.
You a nasty woman, we hear you say, hell yeah.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
William, do you know how good it is to hear
your
voice?
Oh, my God, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, it's not that it's been a while, and we do talk when we aren't doing a show.
Well, that's right. We do chat occasionally.
But, yeah, we do chat, and because people know that we're not in the same city. We're in the same state.
We're the same state. We're not in the same city, yeah.
Yeah, what's the same? What would, where you're in Upway. I'm here in Castle Mass.
Yes.
So we're about 100 miles apart.
Yes, that's right.
And that's that gives them a bit of an idea.
That means I don't have to see you with your elephant jammies on, which is what you're doing this.
I don't. Look, I've got a nice, really nice gray, natural cotton.
Yeah.
A button collar grandpa
Randy,
shirt.
What are you wearing?
And I've
what are you
got
wearing?
baggy comfy shorts that go down to the mid-calf, like Thai fisherman
shorts.
and my grandpa slippers.
Fantastic. Girls, Randy is available for children's parties.
You can hear them snore. I can hear them snoring from here. Now,
that Randy drives me crazy. okay.
Now, do you know? Hey, take your hand off the mouse, ladies. Yeah. Now, did you... they're having a polar vortex.
They are. We're getting fried, guys. We're getting fried.
Yeah, and we're while you're doing that, we're having 100,
113.
It's
hot.
It's cold now. It's free. It's damn hot. Yeah. Yeah. Do your that voice.
I'm telling you.
It's hot. It's hot. It's damn hot. Pork
Beef
bellies.
Beef and dang.
Concentrated orange, frozen concentrated orange juice.
That's right, man.
We've had a horrible heat wave in Australia.
Climate change.
And it causes bushfires and all that
climate
sort of
change.
Stuff. They're having a polar vortex.
Climate change.
That is so... Well, climate change. Is that what you're
climate
trying to say
change.
It is? They had... In Chicago, homeless people frozen to the street.
Yep. Yeah.
There's that wonderful girl who took her American Express card and put 60 people in a hotel.
You know something? Sometimes people are just awful, but we tend to focus on that. But, man, people can be absolutely fantastic,
Well, I mean, she inspired other people to do it with her. They all dug together. I think she paid for 20
How
of them.
How wonderful.
And the others in her group. Paid for
ladies
the
and gentlemen, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm helping.
I've got to get the Bill Show kids out. What's the this lady's
kids.
Name, Dina?
I thought they were in bed. I thought they
well,
were
let's give her a cheer anyway. Bill Show kids, give
Come
her a
on,
cheer.
Come on, kids.
All right.
You've been eating the red jelly beans.
They
again,
have
kids.
Been, been sitting in the tent waiting to cheer for somebody. And
the tent.
That seemed like a good option.
the tent.
They're in our Bill Show pup tent. The Bill Show pup tent, where constantly given graham crackers and marshmallow fluff.
We don't have
now they are,
crackers here.
And they make s'mores, and they stuff them in their mouths, and then they come...
S'mores.
Yeah, s'mores. And then they come outside and go, yay! And then they go back in there and...
They got bad. Well, we treat get them up to too their well.
Kid hijinks.
I think I might have to send the good Reverend.
Reverend Manning. No, he's not.
The man
he's
has got like
he's a not see, your children.
See, the check them for flames.
Not
allowed
to laugh at your children. Reverend Manning is, of course.
No, that's the other God. One. That's
Reverend Manning is our actual.
Listen to me, Teapot.
He's our he's receptionist David. Here at the Bill Joy Studios. Reverend.
Jesus.
Yeah,
that's right.
He is.
Anyway, so. Yeah, I know. So we've had a hot weather. You've had cold weather. I was looking around to see if there was a GoFundMe to help her pay off the bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I bet you anything the hotel waves it because they would have got such incredible publicity.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, and that's a good story. Yeah. But the truth is, guys, I mean, I will digress for a moment. This is climate change.
A moment. We're 5 minutes into
the
show.
Oh, I'm not counting you. I have my hot cocoa.
No,
there are people. There are kids.
I hope they're still with us.
There are kids in Australia. I want you to get your head around this one fact, and it's true. We have had droughts in the center of Australia for so long that someone who was born at the beginning of the drought and is in kindergarten now would not have seen rain in their lifetime.
Yeah. And did we have rain today?
We did have rain down here, but in New South Wales. But what I'm saying is, I want you to think about that fact.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's happening. Now, Randy and I have our little phones here, and we all have the CFA app. And we have
an app on our phone to tell us where
and
the
and there's perimeters in which we have around our house, a 50K perimeter around our house. And people die this time of year.
Well, you're more bushfire prone than I am, but still we are in forest areas.
It is true. Hey, listen, we got to get to it. So, ladies and gentlemen,
what are we here? What are we doing? You mean there's people listening?
Oh
to this?
God, no, I don't know. Yes, a lot of people do, and thank you very much for doing it. For God's sake, listening to 7 minutes of that. I don't know. Anyway, so let's go straight forward, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they do say that we make them laugh.
Well, we make them giggle occasionally, and or basically look at the radio and or the thing and sit there and go, oh, shit, that's not too hard. I could do that. You could. you could.
And a rash of really bad political podcasts.
Yeah, that's not a bit of bad political jokes. Yeah. That's what we do, buddy.
Yeah,
so here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the week with... Or the month, actually. It's been 4 weeks. Trump!
Has it really?
Trump! Oh. Trump!
Submitted for your approval. Donald J. Trump. A two-bit con man television huckster. A denizen of gaudy casinos and smoke-filled back rooms. Who conned himself into the biggest job of all. He is our guide to a new realm you won't find on any map. A world of his own creation, where words like truth and lie no longer have meaning, where man's darkest instincts are given license, where things like human decency and tolerance are relics of a bygone day. A bit of folk wisdom holds that people rise to the level of their own incompetence. Case in point, Mr. Donald J. Trump. A man with one foot in his mouth and the other in the Twilight Zone.
Yes, Randy, it's that time again.
I thought Rod Serling was dead, but...
No, he's actually been reanimated by the Bill Show Studios. He was in our Bill Show officially licensed and copyrighted cryogenic chamber. And I woke him up.
Do we have Walt Disney or Michael Jackson?
No, we defrosted Walt because he was a prick.
Yeah, Shimon. Do we have Michael Jackson?
I don't have Michael Jackson. I understand that he's actually in an ice tray somewhere in the Cincinnati area.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, dear. Ladies and gentlemen, did you watch the Sotu Nausea?
No.
Yes, I'm talking about the State of the Union address.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the rebuttal. I was one of those people that boycotted it.
Did you watch the State of the Union?
No.
Oh, well, evidently a lot of people didn't. I think there were reruns of Columbo on public access.
But, or Ted Zavala's doing Kolchak.
TV Land.
Kolchak was the
Kolchak the Night Stalker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
TV Land ratings went up for like a million, evidently, in Democratic household.
Yeah.
But listen, I want to play a little bit of this because it is some of the most incredible jacking off I've ever seen in my life. And it also is listening to, and I got to say, I thought this when I was watching it. I said, this is the worst spectacle I've ever fucking seen.
Well.
That this is a bunch of absolute spineless whores sucking up to this fucking madman.
Well, you're not supposed to use that word, Bill.
Oh, well, I won't use whores. Prostitutes. Pigs. Listening to all of these congressmen who know this guy's insane, and you listen to him, it made me madder than hell. It was disgraceful.
And they all stood on cue.
Whenever
Mike Pence stood up, they had to stand up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, how very Aryan of them. Like, here it is.
Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong. An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way. Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill. Most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built. That's great. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
USA, USA, USA.
I'm sorry. That was the most poorly rehearsed.
It's still going on
speech.
There. USA.
Yeah, he was so poorly rehearsed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was just doing his little hand gestures.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and
yeah,
he was sort of saying, like, America is going towards socialism.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's like, I love that. Did you hear it? Because these people have been conditioned so long. It's like a Skinner box. And literally, he said, socialism. And someone literally jumped out of their head, no! And it's like, I'm sitting there going, all right, I won't give you health care. That's okay. Sit down.
I mean, like, he's talking about socialism like it's communism.
Like it's VD.
Not the socialism of FDR and Truman and Eisenhower.
He's talking crap. And by the way, can I just say one thing? And I want to say it not only about
it's
the...
It's your show.
Well, no, I want to say something to you, actually, too. And see if you got this as well as I do. We've been in Australia for about... I've been here for 30 years. You've been there for how long?
45 years,
right. Okay. We still got our citizenship, but we're here. What you guys don't understand is that whenever I see a politician from either party, it's a solid 5 minutes of being jizzed in the face with patriotism. It's just
this
patriotic circle jerk of USA. We're so cool. USA. By the way, if any politician starts you with that, prepare to be lied to. Prepare to be lied to. All this kind of USA gibberish. And by the way, he wasn't talking to us. That entire spectacle, and I saw the speech, and I'll tell you something, I thought it was a very canny speech. It was lies, it was disgusting, it was awful, he's nuts, but he's not, you know what? He's aiming that at his base.
Yeah.
He mentioned the abortion thing, which got absolutely crazy stuff. He doesn't care about it, he's not talking.
That's bullshit, but you know, the whole thing is like, they don't do abortions as the baby's being born.
No, that's bullshit. Of course it's bullshit.
Unless the mother is under such threat that they're going to lose them both.
That's right. You and I know that. Yes, but everything he says is bullshit. But it's pitched not at the Democrats or even the independents. It's pitched at his base. And the reason he's shoring up his base right now, because in a month and a half, Mueller's going to come down with some serious fucking shit. I mean, we're talking, literally, we've been talking about it forever. He is going to go to fucking jail. Forget the treason stuff or the collusion stuff that we can already prove that Roger Stone knows about, that he will break and he will tell everything about. I'm talking about all the New York State shit. They're going into the inaugural committee. They're going into Ivanka. They're going into Kirchner. The entire family is going to be in a fucking orange jumpsuit and he's going to have that shit falling on him. And this is what he's doing. He's appealing to his base because when he has to resign, he needs a bargaining chip so he can go without getting prosecuted. And you know what the bargaining you know what the bargaining chip is? That 30% of absolute whack jobs with guns.
Yep.
That's the bargaining chip. Because he'll sit there and he'll say...
I'll resign. If I won't resign, you'll have civil war.
That's right. Now, if you want me to go quietly... This is what I want. Otherwise, I'm going to let loose the Kraken. You think I'm crazy? Nah, that's him, down to a cent. He doesn't give a shit about anybody except himself. And right now, he is scared shitless. That speech was about priming the pump to let loose those crazy cray-cray with their M16s and AR-15s going to their demonstrations. And boy, I love Trump. Trust me.
A lot of them are turning now because they're getting their tax returns.
That's right. Well, they are. But, I mean, you're...
And then some people are saying, I've never paid tax because I only make X amount of dollars.
Yeah. But
I had to pay it this year.
The evangelicals don't give a shit about that. The true Trumpites don't give a shit about it. They don't. I mean, that guy's rating at 37% in the last poll that I read from Reuters. 37% of Americans. Now, you take away 7, you still got 30% of Americans out there, and usually with what did they say there was a...
They've only got every third person has a full set of teeth.
Well, that's true, but they got a full set of guns, too. You got a full set. 2% of the population owns about 70% of the guns. You want to guess who that 2% of the population is?
Trump supporters.
You betcha. You think that Oklahoma was fun? Wait until these guys get cray-cray. And that's Donnie's get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
That's it. We also have, for our entertainment... and first
for
of all, let me...
Our edification.
Our edification. First, let me say, I like Stacey Abrams, but I didn't like what she said. Because
she said it.
Because she didn't write the speech, a committee wrote this speech.
Yeah.
Because I heard what Stacey Abrams said.
The DNC.
I heard what Stacey Abrams, how she spoke on the stump when she was running for in Georgia. I saw some of those speeches. Those were kick-ass speeches. What the fuck this shit was, I have no idea. I guarantee you somebody from the DNC came up to him and said, me and Ed over there, a couple of guys from the color department, a few advertising types, and a few focus groups.
That sounds like Smithers.
Yeah, focus groups. We decided that we've modeled an approach. And that's exactly what it sounded like. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have the patriotic circle jerk, then you get both it from the Republicans and the Democrats. But here's the deal. What the Stacey Abrams speech was very high on rhetoric.
Yeah.
See if you can pinpoint one solid policy rebuttal. Initiative.
One rebuttal.
One rebuttal of anything that Trump did, and one solid policy initiative. If you look at Trump's speech, he may be crazy, but he says, look, I'm going to do this, this, and this. That's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Listen for that in the Democratic response. Here it is.
We must reject the cynicism that says allowing every eligible vote to be cast and counted is a power grab. Americans understand that these are the values our brave men and women in uniform and our veterans risk their lives to defend. The foundation of our moral leadership around the globe is free and fair elections, where voters pick their leaders, not where politicians pick their voters. In this time of division and crisis, we must come together and stand for and with one another. America has stumbled time and again on its quest towards justice and equality. But with each generation, we have revisited our fundamental truths, and where we falter, we make amends. We fought Jim Crow with the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. Yet we continue to confront racism from our past and in our present, which is why we must hold everyone from the highest offices to our own families accountable for racist words and deeds, and call racism what it is, wrong. America achieved a measure of reproductive justice in Roe v. Wade, but we must never forget it is immoral to allow politicians to harm women and families to advance a political agenda. We affirmed marriage equality, and yet the LGBTQ community remains under attack. So, even as I am very disappointed by the president's approach to our problems, I still don't want him to fail. But we need him to tell the truth and to respect his duties and respect the extraordinary diversity that defines America. Our progress has always been found in the refuge, in the basic instinct of the American experiment, to do right by our people. And with a renewed commitment to social and economic justice, we will create a stronger America.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. And big word, blah, 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 too.
All right.
So that she wasn't even talking to his.
She's going in the back, you know. She's still going on about America.
Yeah. Oh, could she hear us?
No, she can't. It's she's talking about America.
Going on.
That's her talking about America and how great we are.
Yeah, but no, she was talking. She wasn't talking even to Trump's base. They wouldn't have understood half the things she was saying.
Really, man?
Really.
Like, listen to that. Is there one policy that she is introducing? Is there one thing that she has said? Did she rebut any of Trump's lies?
Well, she did support the thing that they're doing about allowing everybody to vote and it's a public holiday.
Yeah, but she didn't name the legislation.
Yeah. No, she just said that's going to be the result.
Oh, well, that's good. But you know what I want? I want people to tell me what you're going to do. I don't want this circle jerk of American blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I want you to...
USA! USA!
Look, here's the deal, dudes. We had the rhetoric. And the reason Democrats lost in 2016, and believe me, Trump did not win this, we lost it. We lost it. The Russians didn't steal it. We lost it. People were basically fed up with the high rhetoric, and then they would go home and see the shit that was going on, and that their lives had not changed. They like Obama personally, but they were frustrated. And they knew that Hillary Clinton wasn't somebody that they felt that they voted against the status quo, right? Donald Trump won. So listen, don't give them the same soup. Give them something concrete. Five of your presidential candidates advocate Medicare for all. Run on it, for God's sake. Be specific. Yes. Give us something that we can absolutely get our ball, you know. She's a very nice woman. I like Stacey Abrams, but Jesus Christ, I don't want to hear blah, 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 blah.
Did they even, do people even know who she is? That she's a failed
gubernatorial No, she wasn't failed. I like, you know, Randy, she was failed, but I tell you something, that election was fixed. And she was an absolutely powerful grassroots organizer and campaigner. Yes,
but why was she giving the rebuttal? She's not a congressman. She's not a
senator. No, she's not. But she's what they did.
Why was she doing it?
They found somebody who, like, if you heard her on the campaign trail, she was specific. She would have them absolutely ravenous. I'm telling you, this woman has spunk. And you know what?
Yes, but why
they neutered her for the audience. They absolutely just neutered her. That speech means nothing. They're all generalities and platitudes. You have not said any one specific thing. You didn't even rebut any point that Trump made.
No.
You know, and people are saying, oh, Bill, how can you say that? No, I like Stacey Abrams. She's done the kick-ass speech, and I've seen it, but that wasn't it. That wasn't fucking it. And I'm sick of listening to this, you know, America, aren't we fucking grand bullshit every time a
USA!
Yeah, oh,
USA.
Fuck off, would you please? You don't have the best medical care. You know, seriously, I'm sorry. If you're all our guys in America know this. If you're with the show, you know that I broadcast out of Australia. Okay? Yeah.
And we don't pay $500.
And I'm not here to boast. You know, why would I do a podcast? You know why I do it? Because I love you. I love each and every one of you out there, and I want you to get what I've got for the last 30 years. Some friends of mine have accused, you know, I mean, not friends of mine, but people I know have kind of made that what I say divides the party. Listen, man, I haven't got a dog in this fight. The thing I wish for you is that you get medical care. And I have cop shit because I wish for my friends and all the people who I know over there get the same shit that the deal that we have. You know, and then...
And pharmaceuticals at a reasonable price.
Fucking hell, man. You're getting raped. You're getting robbed goddamn blind. And five of the presidential candidates support Medicare for all. Why don't you just fucking run on it?
Yeah.
You can sell that. You can't.
Well, because the DNC and Nancy Pelosi don't want to.
There's another story we're going to talk about later on the broadcast about what's been going on with Nancy Pelosi. And I want to like Nancy Pelosi. I need to like Nancy Pelosi. But what she's been doing recently is insane, really insane. And it's two stories coming up. But
you know the ones I'm talking about.
But listen, I'm telling you. Is that the Democratic Party lost because they didn't stand up for their core, for their base. You know what Trump does? He understands, and he sticks up for his base.
Yeah.
He dances with LeBron. Now, you may not like the Trump base, but I'll tell you something. If you went out and you geared that speech to sell medical care to even Trump people, you would find an audience. And you know why? Because Trump's hypnotism works on them half the time, but each and every one of them has somebody who has cancer, has somebody who has a chronic illness, somebody who has basically gone to the line on drugs. It makes no difference whether you're rich or poor, Republican or Democrat. People get sick. That is the issue that you should be running on, and you should fucking leave the goddamn patriotic pablum at the fucking door.
Yep.
Now, this brings us... to a much more cheery.
Oh, a segue. Oh,
yeah. The guy who basically said the speech, and I've been taught, you know, everybody's, you know, all. I have been totally called the fanboy of this guy. I've been called the Bernie bro. You know why I like Bernie? Because he doesn't bullshit around. He's not full of
shit.
How
long has he been a senator? 30 years?
He is still, by the way, I'll have you know, in January this year, Bernie Sanders, the guy no one mentions about being a front runner in the presidential competition, was voted the most popular senator in the United States Senate for the 11th year in a row.
Out of 100 senators.
He's second place behind Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States, in the early polls. Okay? And there's a reason for that. It's because, well, I'm going to let Bernie do his response. Have a listen to this.
Sadly, what President Trump is trying to do is to create fear and hatred in our country. Instead of trying to bring us together as a people, he is trying to divide us up. And in the process, divert our attention away from the real crises facing the working families of this nation. President Trump, you want to talk about crises? At a time of massive income and wealth inequality, tens of millions of our workers are earning starvation wages and are unable to adequately provide for their families. That's a crisis. You want to talk about a national emergency? 30 million Americans have no health insurance, and many more are underinsured. Thousands die each year because they don't go to a doctor when they should. And our life expectancy in this country is actually in decline. While the pharmaceutical industry makes tens of billions of dollars a year in profit, one in five Americans can't afford the medicine they need. Now that is a crisis we should be working on right now. And here's another crisis. Too many of our seniors are living in desperate poverty, and about half of older Americans have no retirement savings. Hundreds of thousands of young people cannot afford to go to college in this country, and over 40 million are trying to deal with the outrageous levels of student debt they are experiencing. What are we going to do about those crises? And maybe here's the biggest crisis of all. The scientific community has made it very clear in telling us that climate change is real and is causing devastating harm to our country and the entire planet. And they have told us, in no uncertain terms, that if we do not transform our energy system away from fossil fuel, our nation and our planet, and the planet we will be leaving our kids and grandchildren, may well become unhealthy and even uninhabitable in the not-so-distant future. Mr. President, we don't need to create artificial crises. We have enough real crises. Let us end this shutdown and bring the American people together around an agenda that will improve life for all of our people.
Well,
I think he's great.
Who's the one who's not bullshitting you? Really, seriously, who's the one that's not bullshitting you? Who's sitting there going, that's the issue, that's the issue, that's the issue, let me tell you why.
I am going to build the wall.
Yeah.
And we need it, yeah.
But worst of all, you know, like the Democrats were going on about the stories about your Uncle Jay and how we're all fantastic, and you know, like, Bernie's not there to dish out bullshit. Bernie's there to tell you what the real deal is.
Yeah, and how to because fix the it. Only and how to fix it.
And how to fix it. And he's sitting there, and he is the only candidate on State of the Union night to extensively even mention that in 12 years our planet might be on the way to permanently dying.
Yeah.
That people are going to die in 12 years.
Yeah.
He was the only one who felt it was necessary to mention the apocalypse.
Yeah, but we'll have a wall.
I got this wall. Thank God. Yeah. I have no potable water or food or arable land, but I got a nice wall.
Nice wall.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you really want to look up what traditional democratic principles are, take a look at FDR's second Bill of Rights speech.
Yeah.
That's Bernie Sanders' platform. That's classic Democratic Party before Bill Clinton platform.
Yeah, and the whole thing about America will not be a socialist country. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, of course he doesn't know what he's talking about because, you know, I mean, we've said it before. Who do you think, you know, pays VA benefits? This, you know, the VA ferry? It's socialism.
Yeah.
You go to a public library, it's socialism. You go down the street to a public school, it's socialism.
Parks and air traffic control, the Army, absolutely, the Navy, the post office, all of that stuff.
That's right, that's right.
There are so things that capitalism will not pay for.
You are, this is something we've said before, but you are demonstrating your complete ignorance of what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You don't know
exactly
what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, that was Bernie, and goddamn, we liked Bernie, that was really fun. We do. God bless it.
Now, come on, kids.
For Uncle Bernie. Come on in. You know, they're really hopped up on their sugar now.
All those marshmallows roasted over.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man. I'm going to. Yeah, it's a long time. I'm actually thinking about doing something.
Yeah.
I have a few more things that I have to get to.
Yeah, let's do it.
But I think what we're going to do right now is maybe you brought some stuff with you. I'd say we divide this up into two shows.
Oh, yeah. What a good idea.
Because I'm thinking about that. We're going on 44 minutes. And believe me, there's more, guys. So we're going to do a Bill Show Part 1 and 2. And we're going to record the other one maybe tomorrow.
I'm around.
Yeah, tomorrow night we can get together again.
Yeah.
We're actually recording this on a Saturday, so we'll get together on a Sunday because literally we haven't done the show for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, but
We've been collecting stuff along the way. So what we'd like to do right now
Let's have a laugh.
Let's have a laugh. We're going to take a break and we're going to give you some
comedy
bits that we have collected over the last 4 weeks, and we're going to share them with you. And then we're going to have a little bit of a sign-off and say goodnight, and we will be back with you next week. So here it is, courtesy of Randall Berger, my partner here. Partner in crime. You have some stuff for me, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We'll be back with after this message of importance.
Yeah.
Trump, 6, flip, cuckoo, Huckabee, Mueller.
And now, low energy Randy Rainbow in his stupid rendition of the Cell Block Tango, No Collusion.
Trump, 6, flip, cuckoo, Huckabee, Mueller. Trump 6, flip, Huckabee, Mueller. Trump 6, flip, Huckabee, Mueller.
They had it coming, they had it coming. They were the best that he could find. And then you guessed it, they got arrested.
And now he's losing his freaking mind.
Trump 6, flip, Huckabee,
Mueller. The greatest witch hunt in history has dropped houses on 6 of the president's personal associates
so far,
including Roger Stone, who's been indicted on multiple charges, including lying, obstructing justice, witness tampering, and lacking basic fashion sense.
6.
Before Roger came Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Rick Gates. Then on the same day Michael Cohen pleaded guilty, Donald Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 felony counts, only because on the other 10 counts, the jury was hung. And incidentally, the only thing in that sentence that will ever be described as hung.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They got the Machiavellian.
Look it up.
Just wait and see next. Who will it be next?
Oh God, I'll laugh if it's Kellyanne.
Trump 6, flip,
Stephanie Muller. You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like cracking their knuckles or implicating you in a criminal conspiracy to mislead the American people in order to influence an election? DT hates that. So it's no wonder that he's violated Title 18 United States Code 1512 by intimidating witnesses like his former fixer who's already cooperating with the feds. And there's no telling who might flip on Donald next. Flip. Thank God he can at least count on the loyalty of his longtime pal Roger Stone, who swears he would never do his boo like that. And I mean, imagine a fine, upstanding, delusional rat bastard con artist and self-described dirty trickster who dresses like a Dick Tracy villain and idolizes Richard Nixon going back on his word in an act of self-interest? I mean, I really wouldn't worry about it, Donald.
He has it coming. He has it coming. He better find a hiding place. He's changing color, 'cause here comes Mueller.
At least his jumpsuit will match his face. Oh, it's lonely being individual one these days. Even his own wife is starting to turn on him. Luckily, he has the genuine support of true and unbiased sycophantic media whores. Like Giuliani.
Goo-goo.
And Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah, let's cut the shit.
Huckabee.
This is now the sixth person directly connected to the president in the Mueller investigation. What is your reaction? Are you scared? You look scared.
Real simple. This has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys are totally fine.
She has it coming. They have it coming. While Giuliani's cracking jokes, as was predicted, they'll be convicted.
Mueller. Is it collusion or just a hoax?
President Trump is absolutely right. This is a witch hunt.
The dirty bomb, 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 bomb. The dirty bomb.
Just let Melania go free.
Girl's been through enough.
But she's complicit, so she'll just visit. I hope for her sake, not conjugally.
Trump. Six.
Flip. Cuckoo.
Huckabee.
Mueller.
No collusion.
I know, baby.
Yes, folks, the names have been changed to protect
Randy
the innocent.
Oh, am I Harry Morgan?
You're Jack Webb.
Jack Webb.
You're here for your little rant
no.
here in my long extended monologue.
I love Randy Rainbow. I grew up as Randy was my nickname. Because it's a common derivative of Randall, but I can't use it. I haven't used it for 45 years because it means aroused in Britain. Well, listen, I'm not ranting, but I've got to tell you, I'm a fan.
Of what?
I'm a fan of Anna Kasparian.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Cenk Uygur.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of Emmer Vigeland. Emma's the third Turk.
Right.
I don't think she's Turkish, but she's pretty.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Anyway, I've become a member of the Young Turks, and I get their things come straight in. And one of the things they do is a great summing up of the week.
All right.
And I thought I'd share that with listeners today.
Okay, cool.
Because it's just fantastic. It talks about the speech. Yeah. It talks about the... The State of the Onion, it talks about all of that, and it's done so well that I just want to share it.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I know some of you actually would hear these things, but, I mean, our job is to bring together all these disparate clips and opinions and share them with you. So here are the Young Turks. They're summing up of the week, which was actually just... yesterday, I think, day before yesterday, the 6th.
Yeah.
And have a listen. I think you'll really enjoy this.
Okay. The Young Turks on Randy's rant for two... What number are we up to?
227.
227. Here it is.
Welcome to the Young Turks. Cenk Uygur, Anna Kasparian, Emma Biglin, everybody.
Hello.
All right. As always, there's a lot of amazing, fascinating stories, but my favorite is Fox News complaining about fairness.
Oh, my God.
So that apparently they've been teaching fairness in the schools, and that is unacceptable.
Conservatives love going after AOC. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a prime target of theirs, and her appearance at Trump's State of the Union was no exception. AOC had a rare bad night, looking not inspired, warm and original as usual, but sullen, teenaged, and at a loss.
So when she's enthusiastic, she's young and inexperienced, but when she's serious, she's sullen and teenage. So no matter what, she's young and they hate her for it.
But there is a core here where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refuses to play by Washington's rules, and it's driving them crazy.
I love it.
From major issues to minor issues like this.
A number of prominent right-wing figures had some pretty critical things to say about Donald Trump's State of the Union address.
This was probably the worst delivered speech I've heard Donald Trump give. He ran over his lines. He mixed up the line. He didn't deliver his punchlines. Someone didn't do a good job of breaking his speech so he knew what to do.
No, I'm sure they did, but he didn't practice the speech. Of course, the guy hates homework. He's a petulant child.
Yeah.
So that's why he was not prepared. So he's like, cancer, charter schools, whatever. I'm going to keep going here. I'm tired. Right? When do I get back to eating burgers and watching Fox and Friends?
Ben Shapiro, in typical Ben Shapiro fashion, shared his fast-paced talking points about the State of the Union address that happened last night.
You can see in the background, if you're watching this, that Nancy Pelosi is ruffling through sheets of paper, which, by the way, is kind of rude.
So when Donald Trump talks about grabbing women by the genitalia, well, that's decorum. Shuffling papers? Oh my God, what has this country come to? This is just absolutely outrageous.
The Democratic Party and establishment Democrats have been hating on Trump, right? That's never changed. What did change was that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer finally decided to fight. And they finally started to use the same type of strategy that you would typically see on the Republican side. Brett Kavanaugh's position in the D.C. Circuit Court needs to be filled, and Trump has nominated a woman by the name of Naomi Rao to fill that position. She is currently undergoing Senate hearings. The Senate needs to confirm her, and we're learning quite a bit about her.
She wrote back then, when a woman, quote, drinks to the point where she can no longer choose, well, getting to that point was part of her choice. So if that doesn't blame the victim, it comes awfully close. She said homosexuals want to redefine marriage and parenthood. Now, look, she wrote that back in the 1990s. If she's evolved on that, a lot of Democratic politicians have evolved on that. So, okay, that'd be fair, and I wouldn't hold it against her. The question, though, is, wait, do you regret it? Have you changed your mind?
Recent polling indicates that the majority of Americans, including the majority of Republican voters, are in favor of raising taxes on the wealthy.
What seems to be a movement against capitalism in this country, recent polling is showing that the American public is increasingly on board with raising taxes on the rich. Over $1 million in income, 65% are in favor of raising taxes.
Is it anti-capitalist to ask the wealthiest people in the country to pay their fair share of taxes?
They live in that world where a lot of their advertisers and Fox News itself is a giant multi-billion dollar corporation. Almost all the anchors are incredibly wealthy. So in that circle, they're like, over $1 million, that's middle class. And these guys want to raise taxes on it. So look, Ocasio-Cortez said above 10 million, a dollar above 10 million gets taxed at that rate. When Fox News asked, the audience was like, no, above 1 million. 65%, two-thirds of Americans agreed, yes, raise their taxes.
And we're starting to see kids who grew up in this notion that fairness above all. And now they're becoming voting age, and they're bringing this ideology with them.
Fair. Oh, these kids. They learned about fairness in school.
Justice.
And now they want fairness in the economy.
But this is awesome because it's peak Fox. They don't realize they become a parody of themselves. It's like an SNL skit. They just came out and argued against fairness. So is their audience going to be like, oh yeah, got him again, own the libs. The libs want you to be fair. We want you to be unfair. Peak Fox. It doesn't get any crazier than that. But thank you for admitting who you really are.
Why are they getting Don Cortez's back for not being happy?
AOC. Oh, and fair. You can't teach fairness in the schools.
No, don't do that.
The kids are now voting for fair policies. That's not fair.
Nah.
You know, what a bunch of turds.
Well, you know what I can't think is basically the thing that caught me was at the beginning where they said that they were accusing AOC of looking glum. She was eating shit. She had to sit there and listen to this fucking. And you know, I'll tell you, if I had to sit there and watch these boneheads on the other end of the aisle pander and suck up to this fucking monster, I'd be, you know, she's not classy. And she's there to fight. She's not going to give nice little applause line. You know, she's not going to sit there and go, "Oh, we're all part of." No, fuck you. I want him gone. That's what she's thinking. Fuck you. I want him gone. Yeah. You know. So AOC.
And the bloody GOP stand sit. They took their cue off of Mike Pence.
Weekend at Bernie's.
He was almost like choreographing them.
Yeah, he was. He was a little cheerleader. I would have loved to see Mike in the outfit. Yeah. I think that really would compliment him. He's such a good-looking guy.
Okay, here's one. Okay, so I want to do this little one live before we go.
Okay.
It's for Valentine's Day, which is a couple of days hence.
Okay.
You'll probably be getting this show about then anyway. Now, El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
El Paso Zoo.
Yeah.
Is offering, the Bronx Zoo has been doing this for a few years, but only just naming things. El Paso Zoo's taking it a step further. They're offering to turn, to take, for you to pay $10, they'll name a giant African hissing cockroach after your ex. Your ex-boyfriend or your ex-whatever,
and then
feed it to the meerkats. And you can watch this online. You can watch it online. But the Bronx Zoo has been doing this for years, but they would just name the cockroaches.
Okay.
But the El Paso Zoo's taking it a step further. Name a cockroach after your ex.
Yeah.
And the names will be displayed in the Meerkat exhibit starting on the 11th of February.
That is fabulous.
The Meerkat webcam will show the Meerkat mob crunching down on the little bugs. Because they love cockroaches. So there you go.
That's fantastic. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so if you got $10, you can name a cockroach after somebody that you hate.
And all the money goes to where?
Oh, to the zoo.
How great. That's fantastic.
They're getting shitloads.
Fantastic.
They're getting lots and lots of money.
Here's what I want. I want everybody to buy a cockroach for me.
The name after Donald Trump, yeah.
And then we'll all watch it together. You know something? I'm on the left of the Democratic Party, and I know that sometimes I annoy my fellow Democrats by stating my opinion. But this is something we can all agree on. Spend $10, buy cockroaches named Donald Trump, give to the zoo, and just sit there and watch that meerkat just eat them up.
Yeah, watch on the meerkat cam. They'll probably be overeating.
That's right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And we will be back with another show right after this one because we didn't get through half of the stuff we were going to do today.
Yeah, so but you'll still get it a week later. But
you will. Yeah. I will try to make sure that this comes out in the next couple of days. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Guys. Guys, listening.
Fab.
You're listening to it now, guys. So it's a time thing.
He carried through his promise, didn't he?
Absolutely. So listen, I just want to say goodbye to all you guys out there. Thank you for your continued support of our little podcast.
Oh, we got a song to play you out.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert, whom we heard from last week with the Tijuana Taxi.
Yeah.
We've got his latest hit, which a couple of years ago he brought out a new version of "Putting on the Ritz," which is
going to
be the best pop clip.
Yeah.
I've ever seen.
We got to turn the kids on to Herb Alpert. That's what we got to do. Those crazy kids out there.
Yeah. Anyway, you see if you can see the video online. Yeah. It's terrific.
It's terrific. Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, taking us out for our show tonight. Stay well.
227, yeah.
Stay good. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.